This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. British officials are drawing up plans to target Iran with sanctions for its seizing of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz Friday. They may urge European Union countries to reimpose sanctions that were lifted in 2016 as part of Tehran's agreement to curb its nuclear program. A British warship had warned an Iranian patrol boat against interfering with the passage of the Stena Impero, according to a new recording released Sunday by the maritime security risk firm Dryad Global.
A Stena Navy patrol boat, this is British warship Foxtrot.
Charge port, sail 3. Foxtrot 236, this is a Stena Navy patrol boat. No challenge is intended. No challenge is intended. I want to inspect the ship for security reasons, over.
Although the officer said the ship was wanted for security reasons, Iranian officials say the seizure was in response to Britain's impounding 2 weeks ago of an Iranian supertanker at Gibraltar. The supertanker was believed to be transporting 2 million barrels of crude oil to Syria. Hong Kong police fired tear gas late Sunday to disperse pro-democracy protesters who filled the streets of the territory again. Tens of thousands of people are reported to have demonstrated on Sunday. Millions have rallied over the past 2 months. Initial protests focused on a controversial bill that would have allowed the extradition of Hong Kong citizens to mainland China if they were suspected of crimes. Hong Kong's embattled leader, Carrie Lam, has apologized for the turmoil the extradition bill has caused. She has declared it dead, but the demonstrations continue and morphed into calls for democratic reforms and a police brutality investigation. You're listening to VOA News. Hotels are at the center of a new debate over immigration in the United States. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Advocacy groups and unions are pressuring Marriott, MGM, and others not to house migrants who've been arrested by ICE agents. For decades now, the government has been occasionally detaining migrants in hotels and says it might have to split up families if those hotels don't help. When the Trump administration announced ICE enforcement last weekend and said it might use hotels, the big companies released statements saying they don't want their hotels used to detain migrants. They felt pressure from their unions as well as from customers. But some hotel owners say they'd consider housing migrants because it's not our business to stand on one side of the debate or another. Julie Walker, New York.
A gun and suicide bomb attack in northwestern Pakistan has killed at least 10 people, including security personnel. More than 30 others have been injured. Salim Riaz, the police chief in the city of Dera Ismail Khan, told reporters a group of four gunmen riding motorcycles on Sunday morning opened fire at a security checkpoint in a residential area. They killed two policemen. Later, a suicide bomber dressed in a burqa attacked the entrance to the hospital where the victims from the first attack were taken. That caused further casualties. The Pakistan Taliban told VOA in an email that they claim responsibility for the attacks. The United Nations says conditions in Syria continue to deteriorate and humanitarian needs for millions of civilians remains acute across the war-torn country. Jennifer Fenton, spokeswoman for the UN Special Envoy for Syria, says civilians lack the bare essentials for survival.
Civilian infrastructure continues to be damaged and destroyed. Protection of civilians remains our foremost concern. Far too many civilians are dying. Fighting terrorism does not absolve any party of its obligations under international humanitarian law. And we continue to call on parties to uphold their agreements and to stabilize the situation.
Some 1,000 firefighters are working to contain wildfires in central Portugal in the first major event of Portugal's fire season. Eight firefighters and 12 civilians have been injured in the blazes. Portugal's Civil Protection Agency said the fires first broke out on Saturday in the district of Castelo Branco, 200 kilometers northeast of Lisbon, the capital. Portugal has seen some of its deadliest fires in history recently. 106 people were killed in 2017, prompting a push for stronger fire prevention measures. There were no wildfire deaths in Portugal in 2018. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.